Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So how was the wedding for you guys?
It was incredible. Like 1,000 people.
I won a designer purse.
Oh my God. You did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I won. They had prizes.
They had like raffles.
Oh, I've been so checked out.
We didn't talk about it because we thought you'd want to talk about it.
The Taylor and
yes.
Something's off about it. Something ain't right. And I don't know.
What? Yeah, what ain't right is you don't know anything about it.
No, I do know lots about it. It's like,
oh,
they
sorry, I wasn't ready. I got you.
Something ain't right about it.
Okay.
The big like thing, Jess TNT married. A lot of their guests looked like they were arriving to a fall wedding. I was confused
like
by that.
Overly formally sort of.
Well, no, it was black tie, but like not summer vibes, except Ed Sheeran, who looked.
But I don't think Ed Sheeran, was that to the wedding? In that blue thing?
I think so.
I thought that was what he wore to the rehearsal.
I don't remember now. I'm getting them confused.
Because I think they spotted him on Thursday in that.
Okay, maybe.
Because that was really informal compared to what I saw everyone else wearing.
Pretty atrocious, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten any photos of her, right? There's
correct.
That one at the window and I'm like, that's AI.
Yeah, that's AI.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing is real out there. We thought maybe you'd
and
have some
and everyone
scoop.
Was like, oh, she filmed it. They're going to release a movie. No. She filmed it for her own
herself.
Private
yes.
sake. We're not getting a movie. We're not,
she's going to release it.
We're not getting a movie.
I think we're going to, I kind of thought by today we would have photos, you know.
And she's going to release something. Don't underestimate.
There is suspicion that it's a music video to a new song about Travis. Mm. But I don't know.
Okay,
that's also not the wedding I was asking about.
You weren't. Who let's else? See. Oh, it was your anniversary, 10th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
So
yeah.
It's kind of a flashback. But how was your wedding it was 10 great. Years ago?
Yeah. Hard to remember almost, but yeah, it was great.
Or were you asking about one of my weddings?
No, which... Dua Lipa and Callum Turner.
So true.
Beautiful.
Who else? Someone else really big got married recently, and I'm not.
Let's not fat shame people.
Jokey.
What are you doing?
Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Yeah. There was like another.
Yeah, but they did it under the radar.
Hmm. Yeah. But can you imagine Tom Holland keeping a secret? Are you kidding me?
No, he's kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call him an idiot.
I would. I just
I would
did.
Call him self-aware.
Oh.
He's kind of an idiot.
Right. We talked about your wedding a little bit.
Did you? What'd you say?
Mm.
I am so glad. Please don't put that audio on the Odyssey app.
I wish she heard it.
There was a moment
deleting,
to panic going, she's going to be mad at me.
No, I don't think so.
That you talked about it?
No, it's just the one thing I said.
What did you say?
About the vows?
Yep.
No,
what
I think
about
it's fine.
You think the vows were too long?
No.
No.
We did talk about Taylor and Trav, like 20
minutes.
20
minute vows?
Taylor and Trav went 20 minutes?
20 each.
Each.
Oh my God, we each went three.
Yeah.
I don't believe Travis went 20.
I don't either.
With it.
Unless he just was struggling
out,
with words.
Blue 42. That's my playbook. Damn it. Grab the wrong.
What I said was I was floored by how touched I was by Danes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he would not swing and miss. Like, I thought he'd swing and hit with you, but like not hit with the crowd as well. Mm. But like he did it. And I posed a question to the group, whose were better? And I was like, I thought his were better. Not because yours weren't going to see this as a face. I was worried about.
I'm just going to re-upload that break.
No. All I said was, your bar was high. Like, you do this for a living. So, like, for someone who doesn't talk for a living.
We were unsure his literacy.
Correct.
Was,
like,
very true.
Let's be honest.
Okay,
he's pretty tatted.
Okay, yeah.
What's so crazy is I hardly remember them. And
I knew. Yeah, you just don't.
We need to, like, go and watch back the video. And, like, he did end up writing them out fully in our vow books.
Good.
Like, we both did. So, I've been kind of savoring the things we have left from it. So I haven't watched back the ceremony. I thought our officiant was amazing, but I don't remember everything he said. You know?
It was, Tia, can you just be the officiant for a second?
Do
it one more time and we're going to do an actual reenactment of the wedding. Ready? Go.
Right, right.
Error bar. Drinks at a bar.
Did you not hear him?
You could hear him, yeah. But the wind was wild. But,
yeah, it was crazy.
Did you hear me say, I'm so sorry if I flashed you?
And I hadn't noticed that, so then I just stared at your crotch the rest of the time. We all did. You basically called attention to, we might see, like, it was very strange.
My dress had a slit. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think anything of it until the moment I am walking down the aisle and I'm like,
woo!
Oh, I feel wind on my butt. So that's not good.
I think my favorite part, I mean, there were so many highlights. I made friends at your wedding. There were some really cool couples.
With who?
I got a new skincare routine too. Cole.
Yeah.
The couple who you met in Utah.
Okay.
Through Instagram, the same way you met the couple that you know here through Instagram, kind of.
Mike,
right?
And
Kirsten. They're here.
So them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're great. You guys can hang out with them. They're here.
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. Sisney was amazing.
Oh my God. She's
and that
so
Mike,
great.
I mean, Sisney, Mike, and I went and had drinks at the end of the night on the first night. It was like, they're
what?
So fun. Huh?
You wouldn't hang out with my friends without me?
Because they were standing there waiting for an Uber. And in, I'm sorry, Nessus Park, no Ubers are coming.
Right.
So we made my car into a clown car.
That was
47 people in my car, just piled on top of each other, orgy-wise. And then we're driving, and then Tia goes, pull over! And I almost killed everybody, and I just let them out on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Wait, why did you need to pull over? Because he was in a hotel, in a different hotel.
Oh. And we were going to make him walk back, but he's like, if you pull over right here, I can just get out.
Okay.
The real thing I wanted to talk about, I hope somewhere there's footage of this, but your beginning moment, you're at the top of the stairs, everyone can see you, and it's like,
this is glorious. Dane's favorite moment.
It's like, oh
beautiful
my God, she's
instrumental of Everywhere Everything is playing. No one knew what song was about to play.
Oh God, it's so much. And then you begin cascading down the stairs. I'm like, this is one of the prettiest things I've ever seen. And then I'm like, her scarf is caught on the railing. And I'm like, if she takes one more step, she will die.
Yeah.
So funny. Dane said that's the moment he started crying because he's like, that's my wife. Like, because I went.
your head just starts going farther and farther back as you go down the stairs.
Oh, my God.
It was. And then you walked up and your veil was gone.
Okay, and my sister caught it mid air.
Yeah,
like a ninja.
Yes.
It was the wildest thing. She was like she knew it was happening. Like that was planned. It's like, I just want the veil for the walk.
I warned her. I was like, if this veil looks like it's gonna go, just go ahead and pull it out of my hair.
Oh no, she just.
Oh, she didn't need to pull it out. She caught it mid air.
It was gorgeous. What did you think of your wedding?
Oh, it was the best day of my life. The wind actually centered me. Which I believe drunkenly told you to at the bonfire after I also just spilled the rest of my guts.
You said a lot of things. The good news is I don't remember any. Do you remember anything she said?
Everything.
At least one thing for sure.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We swear this is okay. It's probably not the last time we're going to talk about the wedding.
No.
Because everybody's had this countdown, like Mary-Kate and Ashley turning 18 countdown. Like, when will Erica stop talking about her wedding?
We did have a bet.
We did?
Yeah.
What bet?
Who was going to cry?
Oh.
I would say between, we've never discussed this.
Wait, between the four of us?
Between really the three of us.
It was more so three, yeah.
Because
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I got a little choked up, but no tears rolled down this face. Isn't that crazy?
He cried.
He cried when I was coming down the stairs and then got choked out. Yeah. From my own scarf.
If you missed that part, yes.
She was wearing a scarf. The scarf was a margarita machine.
The margarita machine. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
If you were listening a long time ago and it engraved on the bottom was embroidered.
Till death with the date inside of Dane's jacket was till death. On the inside of his ring says till death. It's his thing. So I put it on mine.
Very cute.
I also just want to say, I don't know if you'll be able to tell from the pictures, his jacket's so money.
Oh my God, it was money. So cool.
Such a good, with the paisley kind of on
the
it.
Inside?
But no.
Oh, the inside was tattoo, hearts and stuff.
Okay.
I'll get a picture of it.
Sure. Went to like Skulls and
it was yeah, like, Skulls and like
classic was, tattoo.
Yes. Thank you.
That style, whatever that is called.
Awesome. I will say it was not obvious, but I definitely cried.
Hmm. Do you remember when?
You cried?
I did. Mm-hmm. It was very bright.
Yeah, you guys were
very, very
dude,
windy.
I got blistered from the sunburn.
Okay, should have put on sunscreen.
No, like Erin, sometimes when she's telling everybody her problems, it's like self-inflicted wounds. You get no sympathy for stupid crap.
I didn't know what the setup was going to be.
You didn't know at an outdoor wedding in the mountains.
I thought there might be trees. I don't know.
Erin.
Okay, so Erin got blistered. T-Hack, I'm sorry, did it get too hot?
It was very hot.
Okay, the wind probably helped okay. a little, help, but
yeah. It was good.
It was 100%. I don't know if you've heard this part yet, but like my room was right next to your reception.
Oh, yes.
And for some reason, I thought the wedding was there. And so like everybody met at my room. And then I'm like, we're not even going. You said be there 15 minutes early. I'm like, we're not leaving until there's only 4 minutes left.
Oh, my. Dude.
And so then we came in the back way.
Oh, and everyone's already seated.
Yeah.
Everyone was seated. Like,
and like,
there
like,
was like,
Dane was about to walk.
There, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys stressed me out.
We came through the front. So yes. Everyone's staring yes.
at
yes.
us coming
walking
in last.
That was terrible.
And then we sit down and realize, had we come the right way, we could have gotten drinks.
Yes.
So then we looked at each other and figured we had enough time, so we sprinted and got drinks.
You know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
We are.
But you guys are such buffoons.
We are. Oh my God, it was so bad.
Okay, so you cried when?
I think I cried during his vows. I was just like, the way you guys met was represented, like your what do you call him? Efficient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Told the story. Later, your dad retells it again. Yeah. Like, it's just the common theme of like the like kismet, the like
yeah.
serendipity for you guys to meet that way. Like everyone just wanted to hammer on it. And just for some reason, when he was talking, I was like,
oh, because he talked about when I sat down and mm-hmm. my, he's like, I saw her beautiful eyes and her big smile.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you were just sitting over there like chewing it up, and I was like, and
I don't like, get to hear him. Like, I sit here every day and sometimes talk about how much I love him. He's talking about numbers and stuff.
I know. I was just touched.
Did anyone else cry?
I cried. Yeah, of course I cried.
Yeah.
I cried at the speeches. It was at when they were like, and I guess that's all for the speeches. And Slacker and I were kind of like, I thought, and then we both. That was when I cried.
Right, because no speech from...
I guess we're not...
Yeah.
I guess we're not up, Slacker. Yeah.
You cried at the ceremony,
at
did
the ceremony,
you?
Yeah, when you walk down the aisle. Oh. That's what gets every time. When Dane cries, when...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great picture in our sneak peeks of Dane seeing me come down.
I was trying to look at him, but I couldn't see.
And he said one of the reasons he cried, too, is he looked around at everyone briefly and saw my mom looking at him, not looking at me. I know.
It's so much.
It's so cute. Did you cry?
I got teary-eyed when Dane was saying his vows, but I lost it at the welcome party during your mom's speech.
Oh, yeah.
You lost it?
I mean, you saw me. You were like, you literally said, you're a bitch. Why are you crying already?
I said that?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yep.
My mom's a good speaker.
She did. Everybody
did
so well.
Yeah.
Do you have any inside information that we wouldn't know?
Yeah. I might have told you guys drunkenly at the fire pits. Not sure. I went to change into my second look. Mm-hmm. Just a short dress. I was so late on this. I was supposed to do this at like 8. And then it's like 8:45.
You were gone for a long time.
Yeah, I was. So what? My two best friends come with me and they're getting me out of my dress and they're helping me get all zipped in and I'm ready to go. And then I'm like, my lips are dry. And I wipe my lip with a towel and I am gushing blood. like gushing blood, you guys. She played the song Espresso and was like, all right, put pressure on it. When the song's over, it's going to be fine. No,
oh
we
my
take
gosh.
The thing off. And
from
I'm just,
what?
My lips were just really dry and wind chapped, I believe. And so I am gushing blood. Finally, I'm like,
not on the white dress.
Well, it didn't get on my dress, but I was like, forget it. Give me a tissue. We're going to the dance floor. I'm not missing more. So I come out. My sisters are running up. They're like, where have you been? You missed Despacito. And I remove the tissue and again, gushing blood. I eventually got a Band-Aid. and put it on my lip.
You had a Band-Aid on your face. Your
she looked like Nelly.
There are some crazy photos of it that I can share.
Okay.
And I went back to the dance floor. And within one song, I pulled the Band-Aid off and I was no longer bleeding.
Because your blood was probably a little thin, too.
It was thin by then, yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We were going to try to be done talking about the wedding for today. But I just have one more really weird thing that I need to talk about.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to get off your chest before I say this?
Here's the thing. I could talk about my wedding for the next week. We do no other breaks. And therefore, I'm going to have some restraint and allow you to have the floor.
But I mean, okay, like you did tell me off air, you've cried more since the wedding. Like, why are you crying now?
I've cried a lot since the wedding.
Why?
Not like bad crying, but you get to do it once and it's...
Oh, no. Take it from me. Okay.
It's the most incredible day. You have everyone you love. Like anywhere you look, you're like, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And like, you never feel like you get enough time with people. There are people who I was texting after like, I'm so sorry. I hardly saw you, but I know that their experience was different than mine.
For like, sure.
They were with other people they love and having fun and whatever. But I don't know. It just, and then it's over. And like you go on the honeymoon and then like the last night of the honeymoon, I was falling apart.
Aww.
Because I was like,
I got to go back to life.
We have to like go back to the world. And like, this was the only trip we've ever done. Just us with no family, no other wedding, nothing. And
that's really your first like.
It was.
Wow.
And thank
God. That's wild.
We liked each other after. But I don't know. We're talking about planning out. Honeymoon part two. So
okay. Well, the weird thing that I need to talk about is not about you.
That's fine.
Okay.
I like hearing other people's sides of it.
So Erin off the air a few minutes ago confided in us that her man thing cried more than anybody else.
Yeah. Okay. I was very surprised by that because
were you concerned?
No, because he shared immediately what was going on.
Oh.
And so I was like, I get it. Like, you're good.
Okay.
He was in the most rare form I've ever seen a human being in.
Dude, I could not pull those light things away from him faster. I was getting so annoyed.
The glow sticks?
Because he kept like putting them on his chest and pretend like I was acting like a toddler.
He was a toddler. And there's something that happened that I haven't been able to discuss with anybody because I had to wait till we were all in the same room. And I can't believe T-Hack let it happen.
Oh, no.
I'm so confused.
I'm going to start here. Your wedding DJ was awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
But your wedding DJ, by the way, at your ceremony, was wearing like a sweatsuit. And we were like.
He was?
Yeah, dude. He's wearing athletic shorts and like a dry fit thing. And I'm like, hey, my brother in Christ, what are you doing? Like, this is a wedding. And he's like.
Gym shorts for sure.
Wait, sure. I have no idea.
And we're just like, what are you doing? And then when he moved the equipment over, he's still wearing them. And I'm like, this MF-er is, he's like, it's like Greek mafia sort of looking, you know, just like, and I'm like, Eric is going to come unhinged. If she comes out and he's like this. In his tracksuit, I'm like, what?
Once again, we're talking about my DJ?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, not Aaron's boyfriend.
No.
Okay.
So this is all going to come together in a second and Aaron already knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember.
Then out of nowhere.
I had nearly no idea what he wore anyway. I just knew he was in a suit when I saw him.
Yeah, then all of a sudden he set his equipment up and I'm like, she's going to kill him. He's wearing a tracksuit. She's going to kill him. She's going
to
kill him.
This is when he moves over to the cocktail hour.
But like he was in the thing at the back of your wedding.
Right,
so if there's crowd shots, it's like, who's working out? Right. It's like one of the yoga at sunrise guys snuck in your wedding is what it looks like.
Oh, there's a gym at the resort.
Yes. So then he's in his suit. We're all sitting here. Aaron's boyfriend is in rare form and we've lost him.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, where is he? And he is talking to the DJ.
We haven't even gotten food yet. Like we are.
So this
nothing
is reception.
Happening. Yep.
DJ has changed.
Yeah. Yep. DJ has changed.
Okay.
And he's talking to the DJ and I'm like, oh, maybe he's just wants to hear a song later. And I'm like, I'm looking at Hack like he's requesting a song.
Right.
And now he's up there. Well, is he requesting a set?
Mm.
Right.
Which it is. Nothing's worse than a request, except for the request before you've even started.
Right.
You're like, give me a chance to suck.
Right.
And then tell, like, give me direction, but don't, yeah.
It felt like an hour he was up there talking to this
it
dude.
It was like 7 minutes to the point where I was like, are you interrupting Erica's wedding? Because now the DJ can't introduce them.
Oh, this was before we even came in?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You were waiting, I think.
Okay.
It's like he was supposed to cue something, and yeah, you're like, what's going on?
We were
it's
having a moment. It was so yeah. nice. Thank you. Thank him for me. Because we got to have a moment of downtime.
I did find out what he
So when
asked.
He finally came back to the table, maybe it was the dude in the tracksuit that inspired him. Maybe it was just the love you guys and the music selected or whatever. He sat back down at the table and he's like, I'm going to be a wedding DJ. Aaron's boyfriend
what?
Made a career decision at your wedding to become a wedding DJ and then had the huevos to walk up to a practicing wedding DJ and say, teach me, sensei, how to take your job.
He was like, I asked him, how do you get these gigs?
How much money do you make? He's firing off the most inappropriate Wait. Questions to your wedding DJ.
I feel like we should also clarify, Aaron's boyfriend, at least thus far, does not DJ?
No.
No. He just kept telling me, this seems easy. And I'm like, oh, brother.
He's been interested in getting into it. And he does have like his own recording studio.
That's
he's
true.
A drummer.
He's very musical.
But it's just different.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
have
it
all that.
It is different. Yeah.
You right. gotta, like,
but he has been interested in actually DJing
just
as well.
To create a career change.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
At I like that, that we inspired him.
Yeah. I think it was a tracksuit.
Zach, tell me what you would do. You're mixing at Brothers on a Friday night, and I come walking in and it's like, show me how to do this. I'm going to try to take your dick from you.
I mean, yeah, it looks easy.
He kept saying it looks easy.
That one's rough. That one's rough.
You're barely doing it.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 105.9.
So we haven't really discussed my honeymoon yet. What?
Oh, sorry.
What? What was that?
I don't know. We just made a pact. We're never going to talk about it again. That's fine. Let's keep going.
We did not make
I
a pact.
I don't, yeah, I don't
that
recall.
I made a mental pact that I was never going to get
involved. You made a pact with yourself. Got it. Okay.
No, I did want to hear about it because I was with every, I don't know if you understand this, but with every fiber of my being, I was trying to get me and my children to Cabo and just glance off of you. Like
right.
just not, just enough that you were like, he's going to ruin our honeymoon and then no. go to another resort.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just be
my
like.
My resort was adults only, so your children would not have been welcome. Well,
yeah, but you
them,
left the resort at some point, right?
Only once.
Damn it.
We literally left once. Otherwise, we were on the resort. It was okay. fabulous. I don't know why I said fabulous like that.
Because I wasn't there.
Yeah,
that's fabulous. What made it fabulous.
I would have, yeah.
No, you
yeah.
wouldn't have liked it.
Because you were weird and you once did a honeymoon with family.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
It's just, we all just kind of went down. My first marriage was literally the 29th of June.
Okay.
So, and you were the 28th.
27th.
27th?
Feels weird being able to say all these things, being able to talk about my dress yes. and the date and all of yeah. that. Yeah.
If you're hoping to crash, you missed it.
Yeah.
Suckers.
But so, and that falls around 4th of July where you have this extra day off or whatever.
Yeah.
So my whole family, one of my brother's family and everything, we would just always go to Mexico during that week. And it was like, well, we're going down to, you know, the secrets in Playa del Carmen. And they're like, who are we? And we're like, okay, hi.
But you were like, yeah, it'd be fun. And I'm like, no.
Because you're not boinking the whole time. And then you're sitting there and like.
But we had like the most. And
you kind of are.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
On your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Did you speak to anyone else other than your husband? Like you're at yeah. dinner and somebody's like, did you try the soup at this restaurant? It's like, oh, it's so good. And you're like chatting or whatever.
We did only ever really in the pool.
Right.
Because we had like a swim out. So, but then we would like retreat back to our room or go back and forth. So we made one other honeymooner couple that we were like friendly with and we would see and say, hey. And now we're like Instagram friends, but
imagine just bringing one with you.
No, because then you're obligated to see them. Obligated. You're making plans with them. Like, it's just weird.
You're not obligated. It's like, we're going to the Italian restaurant tonight. Well, we're going to the buffet. Great. See you later. Maybe we'll play cards by the pool. Awesome. See you at the pool tomorrow. Mm. Bye. You just have a built-in buddy.
I don't know. I really, really, really valued the time we had just us. We've never been on another vacation.
I do think that's awesome.
Us. Yeah.
And I wouldn't have ruined it. I would have only slept with you guys one night.
Gross. You would not have wanted to.
In between. Ew, gross. Ew.
You're going to make the comments and I'm going to make them back at you.
Sorry.
So everything was really awesome. It's off season in Cabo, so it wasn't super crowded. Like, everything was great.
Here comes the butt.
But I don't know if I should have been more prepared for this or if I should have really brushed it off and not been bothered by it. And maybe my reaction to it was incorrect. Though at the beginning, I was brushing it off.
This is something bad happened recurringly bad?
Recurring. We had cockroaches. So what? There was one.
What are you talking? Yes. Like, you're princess.
You did have guests.
You're right.
Princess, yes, you should have. What are you talking about?
So we found one the first day and it was dead. And so I was like, okay, like it's dead.
And this is in your room, not just in our room. In the hallway.
Not just in the hallway.
So and I'm had like, you horked a bunch of food down and left it laying around?
This was like fresh. We had, like,
I'm sorry,
the
one
room.
Time I had my big experience, like in the band days, like we'd get a hotel, always in Texas is when this would happen. Mm-hmm. You're playing like Austin City Limits or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, you leave pizza in the room and you come back and you turn the light on and it's like, the floor is alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so, a nightmare.
It was not like that and it
oh
was
my
dead.
God,
and
Erica.
So I was like, you know what? That upsets me for sure, but it's our honeymoon. I'm going to move on.
You are a different person.
The next day, there's another one dead in our bathroom. Both of these are in our bathroom. And I'm like, okay. So we call the front desk and I'm like, guys, like, come on. And they were super apologetic. And they're like, this isn't normal, whatever.
They've got enough poison down that's killing them.
Right.
But they're coming inside to die.
Yes. That's exactly what was happening.
Oh,
so then they come and they spray again. So our room smells atrocious, but whatever. It's the morning. It airs out by evening. It's fine. We don't see another one for like 3 days. And I'm like, okay, pretty cool. But I'm still like, every time I go into the bathroom, I'm like tiptoeing around, peeking in every corner, which is like not sexy. Like, it's just not
it's
sexy.
It's not sexy. No.
And then one morning,
no.
I look in the shower.
No, 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 no.
And there's one dead.
No. Oh, thank God it's dead. Okay.
And then there's a second one dead. And then there are five dead in our shower. And at this point, we start seeing some dead ones in the hallways. And I'm like, that's when I finally was like, we need to change rooms. This is disgusting.
You can't change out of the honeymoon suite, dude.
You really can't. So we ultimately decided to stay. They came and they like fumigated again.
Burn
like,
it with
I know.
Fire. Yeah.
And they were like,
new resort.
We fumigated. So they come out when they fumigate, but they still die. And like, we did not, after the five, we did not see another in our room, but it totally trampled that one day. Cause I was feeling yucky. I was just like, I feel stressed about this. And then I feel bad for feeling stressed about this. And then this is our honeymoon. And like, that's when
I went
to
like. And you're
trying
to relax, but now you're thinking about cockroaches
yes.
climbing in your ear while you're sleeping.
I wasn't thinking about that. Luckily,
thanks, Aaron.
It was
thank
every
you.
Single time I needed to go to the bathroom, I would make Dane go in there and I'd be like, sorry. Well, he offered that. He said, I will go in before you every time and I will kill anything, whatever. And he only had to kill like one or two in the hallway.
Oh my God. What you did to me at the beginning of this whole conversation and with the whole boinking made me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I have to go back to that place.
Yeah.
Were you able to get comfortable in your naked time? Because it would be all I could think about
yeah.
is one falling out of the ceiling onto my back or
no,
anywhere
luckily,
on my... Huh?
It literally was only ever in the bathroom and the bathroom was like around a little thing from like our bed. Like I didn't feel like they were... throughout the room.
And
they were
respectful.
So funny. Yes. Thank you guys for having this reaction because everyone else I've told has been like, yeah, it's Mexico. And
no!
I'm like,
No. Did they give you something?
They gave us like a wine tasting and charcuterie. that we went to that was lovely. But I am like, shouldn't we get like a little money back or something? Because it was not a cheap trip.
Yeah. What do you do? Do you have your, like, your luggage and stuff in the room while they're fumigating? Do you have to like?
Oh, yeah.
That would drive.
Everything's getting washed. Even what I didn't wear.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've taken some pretty big risks on this show, I think. What comes to mind is when we did a topic on teeth.
Yeah.
And it paid off.
It did.
People it called did. In. People have teeth stories.
Don't yes. you ever question that again.
No,
teeth
you're right.
was
okay.
a hit.
Yeah, but we'd always done dentist stories, so it was just like getting a little more niche on dentist stories.
Like
was it
you're
not?
Stomping on my yeah. my victory.
Yeah,
of
but
teeth.
I don't know why this is the wildest thing we've ever done.
There was a salon one too. I think Erica
salon
came,
went yeah. very no, well because of the neck Slacker. Fat.
Yeah, oh. the neck mm-hmm. fat.
Did that really come from me?
Yeah, I can't remember why.
Well, I think what we're about to do is perhaps the biggest risk we've ever taken on this show. And it's going to get very controversial.
Well, it might.
Cue the bed.
Yeah! Cue the music, baby.
What? Oh my God.
Dude, hold on. I'm so not prepared that I don't even have the screen up to like, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
We got to figure out a way. How do I like tip you off without.
Yeah, you almost need to like.
Just text me. I'm right here.
Right.
Text me before.
Or like come up with a hand signal that us girls wouldn't know.
Okay.
Okay.
He says dumb things, but this is numbers. He says he's got data, and he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when he calls these lists.
It's TX
controversial rankings.
Wow, I'm lit up.
Can I just have one moment?
Of course, Slacker on the Slacker Show. Feel free.
The other day I had a little extra time and I had to go clean some files out of my computer. And like, I have a lot of audio files in there. So I heard the original version of this, the original version of, what's your other thing?
Teed off.
With TX. And I heard our.
It's so memorable.
No, I heard our Broncos All the Way song.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I hadn't heard it in a long time. And I went and found the video on Instagram. That was awesome, you guys.
It was really good.
Seasons and happening again.
I know. It was just so fun. The explosion happening. It was just such a fun moment. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
These are, I'm very nervous about this, but these are the controversial Erica's wedding rankings.
This is the best day of my life. This is the best day of my life.
After experiencing Erica's wedding, I've decided to rank the parts of it, I guess.
You should be a little nervous, okay. actually.
What are you doing, man?
This is not approved by you. I'm taking a risk. All right.
I don't care. You can do this. I'll probably agree with most of it.
Okay.
But you're like,
well,
this
they're good. It's the 10 best parts.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you swing and a miss, or if you have the wrong one at the top, she's
true.
Still a little unstable.
I'm extremely unstable.
She is. Okay. Well, let's just give it a go.
Wow.
Number 10.
These are, say it again one more time.
It is Erica's controversial wedding ranking. So just everything to do with Erica's wedding weekend from our perspective.
This is so fun, guys. I don't even.
Yep. Don't say it's fun. This could go really badly.
It won't go wrong.
Okay.
I might fight you on what number one is, but yeah.
Okay.
Coming in at number 10, and I don't even want to put it on the list because it was very bad. It was the Slacker Show's surprise entrance to the wedding ceremony.
You guys, I wish that was on video so bad.
The Slacker's like, we'll go this way. And then we ended up in the front, everyone staring at us. And then we looked like, we're the Slacker Show. We're going to, we're rolling in hot.
There were literally only 5 seats left. And we were like,
guess those are our seats. Yeah.
Can I just defend this for a moment?
You can try.
We were on my balcony and we watched other people go that way.
True.
In retrospect, it was like your wedding planner and other people. They weren't actual guests.
But we didn't know.
I didn't know that you could go a different way. We just went the way of.
And if you had come in the other way, then you awkwardly would have run into me waiting to go down the aisle.
We wouldn't have gone as late as we did if we were coming the other way. I was just like, it's just right there. We can wait till.
Was the officiant standing there yet?
Oh, yeah. No, everybody is like.
Had he already done his, like, no phones, please?
No.
We were seated before.
You're fine.
Yeah. I think we were what triggered the no phones thing. It's kind of like, okay, someone's got to.
Yeah, okay, thanks for including that on the list.
Oh, I really hope I need this just story from someone else's perspective. I'm going to do some calling.
The second we came around the corner, it was like, oh.
To put it in perspective for people, we got married at a gazebo, but the gazebo was open to the lake.
To Lake Estes.
So you guys came essentially out of the lake like
we
monsters.
We looked like we came out of the lake.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit, yeah. Number 9, Erica almost choking.
Yeah.
It's low because it was ultimately would have been bad, but it was
that would be that would be in my top three.
Yes, I agree.
Don't you feel it was one of those things that I could have gone, well, the wind, it ruined my day. It was such a snafu. My big neck scarf got. But also, aren't you like, that's the most Erica thing that could ever happen.
I was so happy that you didn't snap.
Not my whole day.
But that's when I was like, she's definitely on a beta blocker.
But I wasn't.
I know, but like the fact that it was literally, it was stuck on the railing and you just kept walking down the stairs. I'm like, every step she takes, she's closer to death. And like, I'm like, somebody go back up and get it.
And then she joked about it in the moment. It was great.
Yeah, it was like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went. Yeah. The best part is my dad did not want to stop walking. He said, what are you doing? And I said, Dad.
Look at
dad!
My scars, dude.
You pulled me down more. Yeah,
he was dragging you to your death.
I'm like, yes. And he also kept being like, slow down. I don't know. We were having a real back and forth.
The fact, because I thought, oh my God, she's going to like, it's going to be, you'll actually hear the ping and the little spring come flying out and she's going to lose
it. I thought it was going to get caught and then you were going to fall because you were going downstairs.
Thankfully, none of those things would have been bad. Okay. That would have been bad.
Okay. Number 8, Slacker's Blue Suit. Slacker's Blue Suit.
I've seen the pictures and it didn't fit as well as I thought it did.
I thought it looked great. We haven't mentioned it yet. You were bold. You were brave.
It did not rain on you. I don't know, just the sleeves looked long on it.
One of the pictures I saw, it's whatever you used on an Instagram post or whatever the other day. I was like,
you thought it looked long?
I don't know. The sleeves
from
looked
the,
long.
From the reception? Or
yeah,
from
the reception. Okay. It seemed like it was.
I'm gonna look that up real quick.
Yeah,
I thought maybe your pants were a little funky.
See, I didn't.
What I mean is, I didn't notice at all.
Yeah, it was number 8 for a reason.
So it wasn't good.
I see what you mean. You're slouching.
Is that what it is?
Your pants look. Your pants look great.
No, it was great. It deserves a spot. It was a big part of the weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
It was
a big conversation.
Yeah. It looked great.
Thanks.
It did.
Thanks, everyone.
These are the controversial Erica's wedding rankings. Number 7.
We probably don't have time to get to the rest of these.
The beautiful views of Estes Park.
That should have been higher.
I don't know if it's going to show up later on your list, but the bald eagle.
Flying around. That was really cool.
That was, in the background. There's a picture in our... Sneak peeks. They got a picture of of the lake with the mountains behind it, and you just see the bald eagle.
Where was I during the bald eagle part?
The bar, maybe?
Definitely. Maybe stretching your suit arms out.
Number 6.
Number 6.
I have Dane's custom jacket.
Only 6?
It was pretty dang good.
They're better.
It was good. I immediately noticed, like, that's a
custom
jacket.
I caught him in the sunlight. I did not notice it right away.
It looked really cool. It was like,
where did he get that from?
Like,
do you want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, Ted's in Inglewood on Broadway.
Ted's.
Ted's Clothing.
What a great, because, please don't be mad at me. Because I've publicly stated already that I thought his vows rose to a level just because he doesn't public speak and he just is so good. I also thought you would manipulate him into getting a very plain, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're the girl and it is your day. And like, it's like, honey, you can't wear something crazy. Like, I think I would have thought.
He did ask if he could wear maroon at one point.
Right, I said,
in the summer?
Okay. But like, I was just happy that he wasn't like wearing something completely basic. Do you know what I mean?
Once again, this is the 100th time I've probably said this on the show.
You're not who I think.
You have a weird view of me.
No, but it's...
I loved his jacket.
On your wedding day, you were very much in control of the situation.
But also not.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, hence the choke out.
His wedding jacket, it made me regret not having something like that.
It's so dope.
I just did the rent, like just what everyone does. Yeah. You do the rental.
And you know what else? Next time you have a gala event or whatever, that's coming back out, man.
Wedding.
It's such a killer jacket.
Yeah, it is. Very cool.
All right. So we're halfway through?
We are halfway. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to hear the rest?
I feel like the fact that Dane's jacket was six means we got good stuff.
There's got to be something incredible. It's the controversial rankings of
Erica's wedding weekend.
The rest of the list is next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We do know we're on the air.
Okay, sorry.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when you call these lists.
It's TX.
Controversial rankings.
It is in honor. No, we're never going to be done talking about Erica's wedding. In
best
honor
day
of
my
the,
life.
The nuptials that mm-hmm. just happened. Still accepting congratulations from everyone if you want to just
how
text
long were
in.
You a newlywed?
I think for a year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, I get a year.
Well, you don't get, like, after a while, you got to relax. But it's like it, yeah, I think you're for, like, okay. yeah,
least,
we're newlyweds.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if your first anniversary, then shut the F up.
Noted.
Okay. But so we've recapped the event, but now TAC is ranked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He has not.
The research team, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the
research team was not there.
They were not there, but a lot of data was being given back and forth at the time.
I have a confession to make.
Pictures and video.
because it was the only room left at the hotel, ended up in the ADA suite.
Guys, how was the ADA suite?
It was nice.
It was exquisite. It was huge. So I let several of members of the Slacker Show research team bunk it. They were there. They just did not come into the ceremony. Okay. They just watched from afar.
Because you did get, there was a back area when we were in there. You were like, don't go back.
Don't go back there. Yeah. That's was also where the dungeon was. Anyway,
these are the controversial Erica's wedding rankings. At 10, we had the Slacker Show surprise entrance when we accidentally came through the front. Very embarrassing.
Front meaning like by the altar. Like
we came through the altar.
Like and people kind of were like, oh, they must be, oh no, they're just idiots.
We're just, and there was literally only the seats for us left in the entire venue.
Number 9 was Erica almost choking before she walked down the aisle.
So awesome.
While walking down the aisle,
Number 8 was Slacker's blue suit. Looked great.
A little disappointing to be at 8, but that's all right.
Number 7, the beautiful views of Estes Park, which is weird. I overthought this. I knew it was in Estes, and I like, oh, Estes will be beautiful. But I didn't think, oh, the ceremony will be beautiful. The reception will be beautiful. It didn't like connect
for me.
I do
remember a moment where you looked out and you're like, whoa. Like, this is beautiful.
The reception, the photos from your guys' view of our first dance.
Oh.
Oh,
we didn't get to see that all night.
Yeah.
We were looking at you.
Yeah. It was really awesome.
Way better the other way.
And then number 6 was Dane's custom jacket.
Yeah.
One of
great
one.
Great jacket.
Looked great.
Great jacket. Mm-hmm.
Rare, some buzz about who outshined who, bride or groom.
Kind of feels like groom did, according to all of you.
By the way, did I tell you guys on the air or off the air what I was supposed to use as a come on line, as a pickup line at the wedding? Mm-hmm. Somebody gave me a pickup line to use at the wedding, and I never used it.
I can't believe you did it. It's great.
Tell you it?
No, it was somebody. God, it was
because you told us off air.
Yeah, I did tell you off air, but I didn't want to say it on air because I didn't want anybody to know it.
I remember who told you. Okay,
you just walk up to someone who's beautiful and go, "You know, you're not supposed to outshine the bride today."
Ew.
But I gotta tell you,
if someone said that to me at a wedding, I'd be like,
"No,
ew."
Let me tell you this. You know how you feel at a wedding because you're just full of that squishy, lovey,
wedding magic.
And you're just like, you know it's her day, but you want it so bad to be your day. So if somebody comes up and says you're outshining the bride, you know, you're not supposed to do that or any variation of that.
Dang, I wish you had used it so we would have known if it were.
It's a closer. I just didn't see the opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your sisters, their husbands were bird dogging the whole time. A husband next to him. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. All right. We're in the top 5.
Okay.
Number 5 is Swanson.
Higher up. Higher up. That was my number 1.
He probably should have been higher up.
Tux was dope.
The suit.
It was so cute.
The behavior.
He was such a good boy.
Yeah. The drink later on at the reception. Mm-hmm. He had his own little drink. You can speak more to it, I suppose, than me.
He was just there for too short. I wish he had been at the whole wedding.
I had a moment where I walked, because I was meeting Slacker at his room, and I walked in and Swanson was outside, and I saw him before, and it felt a little like seeing the bride before the, you know, I was like, oh, Swanson, I'm not supposed to see you. Where he was all done up. He was like waiting. He was
like to go potty or something?
Just out front by the porta potty. Like he was out there.
Oh, I told her to, you know, let people greet him. Our dog handler, who was amazing, Sammy, shout out.
Did I tell you? I don't know if I drunkenly told you, but I blew the first look. I saw you early.
Yeah, you were zooming in on photos you took.
No, so yeah, so I watched you take your photos through the trees. I didn't, but like, so I took a shower in my ADA suite.
Right.
And then as I toweled off in the room where the Slacker Show research team was,
yeah.
I'm looking out the window and I'm like, there's Erica.
You know, the first look is
just for him.
Right, it's fine. And we didn't do one.
I got it, but like I saw, like I like to be like T-Hack and see you for the first time then. So then I'm like, I'm floored. And then you immediately pan back to the husband.
Yeah.
And then they're crying. You're just like, oh, this is so great. But I'd already seen you. So it was just kind of like.
And you were naked while you saw me, which is weird.
I had a towel.
That's good. Okay. Yes. Swanson was a very good boy.
A towel.
I have one of the most amazing photos from the wedding. I'm sorry, Dane. It is of Swanson and I will show you guys after this, and we can post it once.
Okay,
this is cool. All.
Number four, the aforementioned Slacker's ADA suite. Really came in handy. It was a great location. Lots of room. We had a little pregame there. We had a little postgame there.
I just kept circling back, grabbing the Vuv.
Yeah, it was really great. Grabbing. Really convenient.
During the wedding, you went back to your room?
Oh, yeah, because I was not getting, like... They didn't have the right wine for me at the thing. So I'd circle back. I had Farniente. I had
Vuv. Are you serious?
I definitely, yes. I was drinking a higher quality.
Why didn't you bring me some?
Well, you didn't ask.
I didn't know.
Okay, sorry.
Well, in the way, like people aren't understanding, the room was right next to the ceremony. Like you could not have picked a closer room.
There was a period of time when everybody was kind of hammered and dancing that I went back and grabbed the Vuv. And I was just like, I pulled up a chair on my balcony and watched you guys for a little bit.
Aw, that's funny.
You were like, also, I won't say the full thing. You were also next door to one of my best friends, one of my bridesmaids, and at the welcome party threatened to climb onto her balcony naked. Oh. She's married. She's married.
I told both her and her husband what I was going to do in graphic detail.
Yes.
It wasn't a frog. It just looks like a frog. It looks like you have pushed a frog against their glass.
Do the math. Okay. Great.
Is this on the list?
Number three is the frog. It's not. Number three, cookies and the surprise cake at the welcome party. What a great.
Oh, at the welcome party.
Yeah, because it was your mom's birthday.
That's right.
What a nice way to sneak another cake in
this,
there.
Yeah. I now call BS on the whole list. That is not influenced by the Slacker Show research team. That is 100% you.
Well, they weren't there at the party. You kept them locked up.
You were like, he just kept sitting there. He's like, you think I can go get some cake yet? And you're like, dude, relax.
Wait, the welcome party?
Yes!
The moment it was set down, you should have gotten cake.
No, and then same with your wedding. You had the little cake, and he was like, you think they've cut it? And I'm like, dude.
We ran late on cutting it. Did you get cake at the wedding?
He did. I was keeping track.
He got cake everywhere there
okay,
was cake.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
They were in the top two. These are the controversial Erica's wedding rankings.
Yep.
Number two, I have to put the love between Erica and Dane.
Wow.
That's number two?
Number two, yeah.
I'm really confused what number one's going to be.
Okay.
But that's beautiful.
The love. Great. The love, yeah.
Just the overarching.
There was also just love. There was, your family was great. His family was great. The coming together of the two families. It's always
for the
emotional.
The first dance, doing that.
The family dance?
Yeah. I loved that.
That's not number one, is it?
No.
Okay, good. That is the thing that I've gotten the most. So what we did is we did a little speech of hey, welcome, thanks for being here. And then I asked for our siblings, our parents, and all the nieces and nephews to join us.
Step-siblings.
And I gave a specific shout-out to my step-family because they're such a big part of my life. And it feels like weddings, they get a little looked over a bit.
Yeah, for sure.
And that is the thing. So many people were like, I was sobbing.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Everybody came together.
Yeah. I really loved it.
What? There's nothing left.
Is he going to suck up to me and be like, how beautiful Erica looks.
Oh, God. If you do, dude.
That was what number two was. I was sucking up to her.
No, but okay. So number one is sucking up to his wife. It's how beautiful.
Oh, I was thinking it's about him and the work he did.
The short song that he made?
Oh, my God. I haven't even properly said thank you, T-Hack. Was the only person who knew our first dance song before the wedding.
An exclusive.
He cut it up for us.
Okay, yeah.
Number one, without a doubt, the best thing about Erica's wedding.
Is he going to cry?
Was the cookie bar.
Oh my God.
At the reception.
He's going to cry.
Your
the double chocolate.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze. We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
5-9
There's something on this show.
I'm not gonna do, dude. Wrong mood today. I don't know what's going on with you, but
I'm
your
not
face.
Messing with you.
Okay.
I'm not messing
then
with you.
Proceed.
There's something that we do on this show.
Okay.
And we typically leave the lists to T-Hack.
Oh. Oh boy.
But rankings? I've got an issue with one of your lists, and I didn't realize it in the moment. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your rankings.
Okay, thank you. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He gets real mad when we call these lists.
Right, right. I went home last night and Dane had heard the first half of the controversial rankings of Erica's wedding. And he loved them. He loved them.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
So then over dinner, he said, well, I missed the second part. Can we listen?
You had to listen to us?
At dinner?
Yeah. It was a bit weird.
Did you download the Audacy app first?
A-U-D-A-C-Y?
Yes, I always listen on the Audacy
app.
Wow.
Can you listen other places, guys?
Anywhere you get your podcast.
Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, true. I could have gone anywhere, but I did go through the Audacy app. And so I was like, all right, babe, here you go. We listened to the second half. And we thought, hilarious, funny. Oh, those people are so charming. What are they doing?
Wow, they really are. It's a wonder they're not rated higher.
Right.
Like, almost no one listens.
That's not true.
There's like 3 or 4 people. You clearly are one.
I might be, yes.
4 or 5 now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to you three.
I'm just curious if you would be willing to pull back up that list because
those rankings.
I'm sorry, the rankings. I have some controversial critiques. And I am
controversial critiques. Wow, that's hard for me to say.
You couldn't even say that.
Okay. Controversial. I'll make a song for it tonight.
Okay. I'm ready to do this every time. I'm just telling you. But this one was deeply personal. And I think I got caught up in like how cool it was. I'm controversial rankings biggest fan.
You have always loved the thing, even when he blew it on bread.
I was still a fan.
No, but you miss biscuits and you're just like, your credibility is shot. And then portable meat, I remember.
Portable meat was rough.
Because then it was like tuna in a pouch. Okay. And I'm like, that's not portable, man.
Yeah, it is.
But what about the number two rankings?
I will say this.
We always bring up the bad ones. What about the good ones?
The number two rankings was a favorite. Our big boss still talks about that one.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Because it was just so good. Because if you don't know what it is, it's like he would say the number two and then you have to fill in your like,
right.
And he said Target was number two and the outrage in this room.
Yeah.
But he was right.
Like, he also said NSYNC was two to Backstreet Boys, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's him.
The him of it all is what I've got the issue with.
They're bigger. Backstreet Boys are bigger.
He didn't include the mini shopping carts. I'm still mad about that one.
Yeah. We thought he did. Mm.
Yeah.
He didn't.
He didn't.
Not the double deckers at King Soopers.
What was that? What was
that? Was shopping carts.
No,
you included the mini cart at Trader Joe's.
Mini one. No, yeah, we're talking the half size.
Yeah, the little. I don't got a big haul to do. Yeah. I just.
Okay. Hey guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're way off.
Yeah, we are. We are. Actually, we're right on.
Is there anything else I hear you guys hate?
Almost everything. It's the eyebrow thing. I don't like the eyebrow thing.
Okay.
The primping of the hair. I don't like that.
You kind of like that.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like that I make eye contact with him while he's doing it.
Right.
I like that part.
Okay. Well, if anyone didn't hear it yesterday, T-Hack did controversial rankings of the top 10 best things at my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to run through them real quick, we won't interrupt him so that we can get to
That's you coaching me.
Well, I'm also saying I need to not get passionate about this
Okay,
here.
Okay.
No, and I want to say I knew this might happen. I stated at the beginning, this is a risk, perhaps the biggest risk ever. to go to rate a bride's wedding to her face. Very risky. But number 10 was the Slacker Show surprise entrance. We came around the front by mistake. Number 9 was Erica almost choking as she walked down the steps. Number 8 was Slacker's blue suit. He looked stunning.
Should have been higher.
Number 7, the views of Estes Park. It was quite beautiful. Number 6 was Dane's custom jacket.
Yeah.
Very cool. Like velvety. I feel like I know what you're going to say, but I'll keep going.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Number 5.
What is going on?
I bet he does know.
What is going on?
So Dane and I.
What about the top 5?
No, we'll do the top 5. Okay. But Dane and I are listening, and afterwards we're talking about it. We're like, you know, just reminiscing. And then we're like, what about this? And what about that? And that's,
Okay.
I've been stewing for like a day.
Number 5 was Swanson. Number 4 was Slacker's ADA suite. Ended up coming quite in handy. Yeah. Lots of room. Very good. Great location. Number 3 was the cookies and the surprise cake at the welcome party. Mm-hmm. Number 2, the love between Erica and Dane.
Good
and just
one.
Really everyone there.
Beautiful.
Really
good
one. Yeah. And number 1 was the cookie bar at the reception.
Yeah. And all of those things crumbles, were great. Right? They were mini crumbles. And I'll go ahead and reveal something that I never talk about. My new last name is McCrum. So it was the McCrumble bar. And I have gotten permission from my husband to share that. Ooh. Yeah.
Gave me to gold.
Are you still saying, like, are you counting how many times you say husband? Because it's so fun at first.
It's so fun. I've only said it naturally like 3 times.
I know, it's weird. And I've tried to force you to say it.
Everywhere Dane goes, he's like, oh, well, my wife. And I'm like, wait. What? Yeah.
Okay. So the McCrumble cookie bar was very cute.
Yeah. It was a hit. I want to talk. And I think you know what I'm about to say. So
can I just say this from a timing perspective?
We're going to have to go too?
I mean, this might have to.
I do have several issues.
Oh, no.
Do you want to just pick it up or are we?
I might quit before we come back.
Okay. I mean. Yeah, I think we're going to have to come back.
Okay, let's come back.
Erica's umbrage is what I think we're calling this.
Oh, I love... You know what?
Umbrage.
I am a little enraged.
All right. Find out if T-Hack survives the day. Next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so Erica's all out of sorts.
I am.
And we ran out of time to find out why.
Right, because we got a little caught up in what he does wrong. He being T-Hack.
Yeah.
It's
and we just went on and on and on. And
and now that you bring it up, I have my own list here of things that he does wrong. Do we want to tackle that first or do we want to tackle?
Whichever.
No, let's do. So T-Hack did controversial rankings of things that occurred at Erica's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica's got umbrage with it.
I do. And there were 2 desserts on there, and that feels like that wasn't the Slacker Show research team.
No, yeah. I said it when he did the list. He does this all the time. The NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, you're lying. You're lying when you say real data was crunched.
Right.
That's your personal preference. You like
the Backstreet Boys have like 10 albums. But you like 3.
But the Backstreet Boys, they just keep trying.
Yeah, they have 10 great albums.
NSYNC was just a vehicle for Justin Timberlake, and then it's the second he got rid of him.
But he's bigger than
them. I love NSYNC more than Backstreet Boys. What are you guys talking about?
That's not true.
I'm a way bigger NSYNC fan.
I don't believe you.
I was always an NSYNC. I like both, but I think. Yeah. Hmm.
Let's
talk about the dessert thing.
It's an album thing.
Let's talk about the dessert thing.
Okay.
You telling me that real data was crunched and dessert came in over all the other things that happened?
Twice. Welcome party and wedding night.
The cookie bar was a hit. You said it yourself.
The cookie bar was real cute.
It wasn't better than Dane and Erica's love.
The reason we were there.
Right. That's insane.
But that was expected. We've seen that before. We haven't seen the cookie bar before. That has to factor in. I didn't want to take it here, but Erica.
Oh, God, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, what? No.
Now you have umbrage?
Was the Slacker Show research team invited to your wedding?
Oh, wow.
No.
No, but I had them in the ADA suite.
I've never met them, guys.
I'm pulling double duty while I'm trying to enjoy my weekend. Okay.
All right, so the biggest thing that was a problem is that both Slacker suit and Dane suit make the list.
Oh.
I'm sorry. My dress doesn't get mentioned. My look Friday night doesn't. Nothing about me gets mentioned. Do you know
that's
how much time and money is put into a bride's look?
Mm-hmm. And we know especially what happened with like the alterations and all the extra stuff.
Oh my God.
And the fact that your outfit almost killed you at the wedding.
Well, he did get that on. He did put the scarf on.
Yeah, but
on
he didn't put a positive thing about
not
it.
Quite.
The only mention of your attire was that it was deadly.
He didn't even mention, I think we brought it up. You didn't even mention maid of honor catching the veil midair. Like, what? That's not in the top 10?
Dude.
What's this segment called?
Controversial.
Controversial.
Controversial. Of course, yes.
But Slacker's suit gets mentioned before the bride's dress.
There was a lot of buzz about Slacker's suit.
There was?
Yeah.
We talked about it on the show like twice.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. Your dress didn't get a
spot. So you knew. Put two desserts in there.
And no dress.
And no dress. That's psychotic, dude.
Because... where does the dress go? What number would have been? I we crunched the numbers. The team and I decided to leave it off.
He threw an eye in there.
Because
if you put it at 9, you're a dead man.
I would have said 3.
5 would have been fine. 6 even.
I
put Dane's suit above me. I don't care.
I put Dane's suit at 6 and you went, it's only 6? And I went, thank God I left the dress off.
Thank God you left the dress off. That's
an
absurd statement,
that
dude.
Is. There's no that winning. Is. I have to put it 1 and then it's just, now it's Erica's rankings. It's like she's controlling it.
Well, I have more that I'd like to come up with.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'd like to point out, maybe this got mentioned briefly in our other recaps, the t-shirt toss that we did, not even on the list. What other wedding have you been at that's had a t-shirt toss with custom shirts?
I didn't get one.
Okay, you didn't get one because you went to the ball taking shots.
I didn't get one either.
Slacker didn't get one.
Try harder next time.
Yeah,
guys.
Aaron got one.
Aaron's about like 3.
I think I was in my room at the time of the
that
t-shirt.
That's your fault.
The ADA room, which is on the record.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you're right. So, okay.
There was other merch too.
There was other
koozies.
Merch?
Yeah.
Yeah, did anyone else get a koozie?
I did get
bring
a koozie,
home a koozie,
actually. Yeah.
I brought home
koozie.
Two. Good.
It took a little while before we realized there was multiple colors, and then when we realized that the hunt was on, there was like a trading thing going on. It's like, I have a red. Do you have a red?
There was no red.
No, well, whatever colors there were, I didn't get any of them.
One that was supposed to be orange and it was brown, so that was weird.
Yeah,
but
it looked kind of poop colored.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I liked that color.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm happy someone did.
All right, so you're mad that merch?
So, merch?
Yeah.
My dress.
Okay.
T-Hack, just a famous lover of speeches. No mention. No mention at all. We had 4. Were there too many? Was it too many? Is that why?
Do you really want to see the data on the speeches?
Oh,
I can pull the data.
This is amazing. So, dude, will you admit it? Just admit,
admit
it.
What?
That you didn't crunch numbers on this one.
Yeah, he didn't crunch numbers.
He was too busy crunching cookies.
That is so true.
Two desserts.
That was my takeaway from the weekend, was the cookie bar was awesome.
Your takeaway.
Yours.
There it is. You admitted it.
They weren't invited to the wedding. You think I can bring plus 8?
There's not 8 members of the Slacker Show research. Okay.
Okay.
Is your umbrage over?
No, it's not.
No.
No mention.
We might have to do a fourth break.
Hold
okay,
on.
No,
I'll go
you've
quick.
Got
no got mention
time.
Of the ceremony that was pretty beautiful, but windy.
Very
so maybe
hot.
That's why. No mention.
Very
it was not very hot.
Very hot.
It was
very
sunny,
sunny,
but it was windy, which kept the heat down.
Yes.
I have reason. That's my reason. It didn't make the list. Very hot.
These
and
are
us
my...
entering the ceremony, that was the... That
you had views
that.
Too, which to me
and
kind
you,
of
thank
includes.
You, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
Not views.
And Erica
of the
almost
bride.
Choking. That's what I remember from the ceremony.
Do you understand how much I hate being on her side?
Yeah.
I hate it, dude. But you really screwed this up.
Tell me what to take off the list.
One of the all desserts right? For sure.
Which? Or both.
Both. Both.
I have 2 more things, and I'll be quick.
Okay. All right.
No mention of my bridesmaids. Physically holding me, my dress, and the flowers down. Could you guys not see that?
No.
When?
No.
Girls, oh my God, during the ceremony, girls on the floor, they dropped to the ground.
No way.
Yes, one sister was holding the scarf so it didn't keep choking me. Another girl was on the ground holding my dress. My other sister had hands on bouquets and then one on the big standing florals.
Because one was, yeah, so somebody's keeping your coochie out of the view of everybody.
Well, and I was holding my dress close. So it was like a 4-person event.
Okay. Should I put that on the list?
Yes,
Erica's
actually.
Erica's coochie should have been.
Shout out to my bridesmaids. And
well,
my underwear.
I will say, in his defense, you did not reserve seating. Yeah, seats reserved for your parents and none for us?
Yes.
Like, we came in through the front and then we had to walk through the whole crowd to the second two back rows.
Did you go down the aisle to...
No, we were on the side.
We went down the side.
You shimmied the side.
Yes, okay. We did.
We got so scared. Like, visibly scared.
It was like, oh my God, everybody's already here. But so we could not see the drama that
okay,
was.
Okay, well, I have some photo and video of it. I will share it someday. It's amazing. Okay. The last thing, and I'm personally offended by this.
Oh my Lord.
No love for the handwritten note to every single guest on on self-designed postcards that I made.
That was really cool. That was that part was really cool.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I think I've got a serious problem. And I don't think the boys can help me.
Oh.
And I'm not, Aaron, maybe you can help me.
Yeah, no, Aaron's pretty broken. I don't think there's any.
No, there's.
She let us off the hook.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Should we just bounce?
Aaron's your gal.
Yep.
Hey,
Slacker, you have a daughter old enough that may. Well, wait. She's got dark hair, right?
Dark.
Okay. So, no, you're useless. Oh, I.
See, you just got hurt. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
I spent a week. Pretty much in a pool. Just.
Oh my God. Can I see?
My hair is green.
Oh my God.
The bottom of my hair.
Oh, it does have a tint.
Especially when it's slightly wet.
Real blonde hair. It's. So, I never knew this was a real thing until my buddy Chad, his daughter Riley.
Yeah.
Like we were in Hawaii and like she came out of the pool and I was like, what the what?
Yeah, so it's not like a lime green, but Aaron's right. There is a green tint.
Like a little bit of a Joker vibe or like
and you're really Harley one, Mr. Grinch.
Okay. You really are a hero.
What's interesting is I have been blonde my whole life and I've never had my hair turn green, so I don't know what to do.
I don't know what you do. First off, the reason it happened in Mexico is they have to use an inordinate amount of chlorine because everyone's just pissing in the pool. That okay. is exactly why it happened. If you go to a nice place where people are couth and don't pee in the pool.
Or what place is that?
Yeah, count me out.
No, I mean like, well, my buddy Josh has a pool. We don't do that.
Sure.
Yes, while like, he's home.
Well, yeah. He's, right.
Like, at like a home pool, certainly you wouldn't run into this.
Yeah. And like I was in the family pool in Vegas and I didn't feel, I felt like I, everybody got out. But when you go to like, just people, it's like they just,
it's
drunk.
Not chlorine. It's oxidized copper in the water that turns it green.
How does oxidized copper get in there?
Chlorine acts as the catalyst, oxidizing trace metals like copper.
And then it binds to your hair.
Exactly.
But only, like, not every blonde.
Correct.
It doesn't happen to every blonde.
The first time. And I do think, I mean, I spent 5 to 6 hours a day in the pool because it was humid and I just wasn't really getting in and out. So, except for to go to the bathroom. to be fair.
You're the problem. No,
we had the swim out. We were going back and forth. Okay. Easy to go back and forth.
Yeah.
So
do you want tips from listeners?
Yes,
on...
this has never happened to me before and I don't know what to do and it's very expensive. And
you think you got to cut it?
That was my first thought.
No,
like, do
no,
I do the
no,
post wedding joke?
No.
Okay.
There's something you can, I don't know what it is.
Maybe like purple shampoo or something.
I tried that today, Aaron.
Purple is hair color.
It
do you know what I mean?
It helps make the blonde less warm? Is that what it is?
Yeah, so like if my hair starts looking a little like, is that getting orange? I do a good wash of purple shampoo. So now I need to actually go around the color wheel.
Is your hair actually blonde?
Is my hair actually blonde? Yeah,
did you
but
dye your hair?
This is like a, I can't look at the ends because they are green.
It's wild. Now that you said it.
I know. I shouldn't have mentioned it. You guys would have never noticed.
Now I can't take my eyes off of it.
My hair is not this light naturally anymore.
Oh, so you did some summer highlights for the...
I always do highlights.
Oh, you do? Okay.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it blonde hair or is it... chemically altered blonde hair, or is it both?
I'm sorry, I don't know what just happened. Sorry, everybody, stop
it's
doing
both.
That.
Okay, because like little girls who are really blonde, which maybe I got green hair as a little kid. If they spend a lot of time in the pool, it usually turns green. So I just need some tips. I started looking it up, and it did not feel like there was good solutions on the internet.
Because it's like stupid stuff. It's like the tomato juice.
It said
on like a
maybe
skunk
wash
thing.
It with ketchup, and I was like. Ew!
No,
I like
we have
on
to do that.
Everything
that
except
is
hair.
The color wheel, color theory.
Green and red are opposite. Okay, if anyone has like a real solution for me, 303-222-5423.
Okay, but in the meantime, the new theme song for the show.
Okay.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I brought this on myself.
You really are.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.